Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends, one episode at a time. I'm joined by my friend, Jackie.
Hi, I'm Jackie Rodriguez. I'm the biggest Friends fan, and Vanessa's joining us from...
Oregon. Yes, I took a little road trip over here to visit our new baby niece. She's adorable, and yeah, it's an exciting time. And you may notice our friend Jason is not here today, but he'll be here for the next one. So let's get started. We're on the 65th episode, The One Without the Ski Trip, which premiered on March 6, 1997, with 25.8 million viewers. Jackie, give us a rundown.
Yes, so we just passed the big two episodes of them breaking up, Ross and Rachel. So they have now officially broken up, and it's all awkward for all of Friends. Rachel takes the gang on a ski trip without Ross, but end up needing his help because Phoebe's taxi breaks down. So throughout the whole episode, we're seeing just awkward conversations, you know, asking the friends to hang out, but, oh, did Ross ask first? Did he not? So I like how they addressed it and pretended, or it didn't pretend like it was okay.
Yeah. So I thought this episode was okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like last time when we had Caesar on, he said he really liked this episode as well. So mm-hmm. I was kind of really looking forward to it. Not that it wasn't not good, but it just, I don't know. It was okay. Like, I could forget it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not, it doesn't really move anything forward, except for it's addressing the awkwardness between the gang. Because when you do get in a relationship with somebody that is in your gang that you always hang out with, how are you going to tackle it afterwards? Like, if you do break up, you know, how's it going to be? And that was one of Rachel's fears when she first started dating him, when she was thinking about him in season one, the last series finale or season finale. And she was like, but what happens if we break up? But what happens if we don't? Remember when she had that premonition when she was on the date with the guy on the balcony? Mm-hmm. And then he says, who knows if we're going to break up? Well, they broke up. So I like how it's addressing this, and they're not just letting it go.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's funny how the ski trip got started, because the friends are trying to navigate who they can hang out with or mm-hmm. who they should hang out with. So they make it a rule that they hang out with the person that invites them first.
Yes.
And Rachel, initially, well, she the first invite went out to the four friends, and Rachel had an invitation for them to go to a lingerie party, but they mm-hmm. fortunately couldn't go because they had a prior commitment with Ross. But then she invites them on a ski trip, and they were all available to go, so they went on the ski trip.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's her sister's cabin or whatever. But then, you know, obviously Ross is not going to get invited. And then it's another awkward conversation with him when Ross asks the friends to hang out with him that weekend. And Joey's like, we can hang out with you next weekend. We can hang out with you next weekend. So, I mean, it seems fair that whoever asks first, just go with them, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair rule, don't you?
I think so too. Cause I mean, that's how it should usually go anyway, like if you have a prior commitment. Mm-hmm. And I always feel like it's kind of sad if you blow someone off because that commitment is not as good as the second one that you get offered. So you want to blow off like, oh, you know, we're just going to go out to eat. Oh, well, I have tickets to a concert.
Yeah.
You know, and you feel like you want to cancel plans with a dinner date, but you shouldn't.
Yeah, it's kind of just the loyalty and where they kind of lie in their loyalty. And so but it's hard to balance it all, and they get put in the middle, you know? So, and I just like how it has to happen on the way to the ski trip with Phoebe's old taxi, her grandmother's taxi.
Yeah. And I thought it was so funny too, because as you mentioned before, that we see this taxi play a role in throughout the series, and this is one of them where you see the taxi. I just wonder if, like, does she mention if she has to go pick it up from her grandma at all, or she just has it parked outside?
I think they just have it parked. They never mention, like, where it is or anything like that. It's just like, oh, they just say, we need you to drive for your grandma's taxi, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But.
Yeah. And so once Rachel and her friends start going on the key trip, they have car troubles.
Yes.
I guess she ran out of, Phoebe ran out of gas.
Mm-hmm.
And so they call, well, they were trying to figure out how to get help, but then Phoebe secretly calls Ross to come save them.
Yes. Yes. And you know, what's funny is because they all have to go pee. That's why they stop in the first place. Mm-hmm. They all have to stop for a potty break, which I stop for potty breaks all the time if I ever go on a road trip. I am like the person in the car that's like, sorry, I gotta go again.
Yeah, well, it's funny because this episode is kind of fitting for where I am at right now. We're on a road trip and it was a 14-hour drive.
Oh my God.
But we broke it up into 2 days. So we would stop like every 2 hours and you know, there were times where we didn't feel like we needed to stop, and we did. So, yeah, we use the restroom and kind of walk around for a bit. Let my dog use the restroom, and yeah, so it was good.
You gotta stop for Miss Layla May so she can stretch her legs. What a great road trip.
Yeah, and it's funny because during this road trip that the friends are on to go to the mountains, Ross is with Carol venting about moping around about losing Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
And Carol was in the middle of something. She was in the middle of starting to celebrate an anniversary.
Yeah. It's funny and it's cool also that like he can go to her mm-hmm. about things like this because it's like she's the outside friend but still part of like the crew, that not necessarily inherently part of the crew, but she's an outside friend able to step in and be a voice of reason for him. So it's funny because it's like he knows it's his fault, but he omits what he did to her.
Yes, and it's so funny that when Phoebe calls, yeah, so he gets paged and then he calls Phoebe. And then Phoebe and Carol talk and Phoebe tells Carol what he did, like you said.
Yeah.
It's funny how Carol herself was even like, you slept with another woman? Like, yeah. How not smart are you, you know?
Yes.
You screwed up.
He did, and he screwed up so hard and he's trying to hide that from her. I thought, okay, well, because you know what you did and that's going to be forever throughout the series, him people point out to him like you're the one who screwed it up.
Yeah, and I feel like in this episode, maybe even the next one, we start seeing more of like where the friends stand mm-hmm. as far as whose side they are on, and it seems like they're more on Rachel's side.
Yes, and that is explored throughout the whole entire series too. And speaking of that, let's take a quick break and let's get into, you know, where each friend stands in this episode. We'll be right back.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, and we're back. So while they're at the rest stop to go to the bathroom, what does Chandler do?
Smoking.
He smokes, and he started smoking again because that's when he started. He's all, it's like my parents are divorcing. And so then he feels that again, and he starts smoking again. And then he loses his, like, lighter. And it's just, like, it's just gross. Why is he pick up the habit again, you know?
Okay, yeah. We find out that he uses his humor for a defense mechanism, but we don't find out if his because of his parents' divorce, but we don't know about his smoking habits. Like, is that just something he picked up because of his parents' divorce?
Yeah, and they even pointed out, weren't you 9 years old when your parents got divorced? He goes, yeah, like a big deal.
Yeah, and I think what's funny, well, not funny, I shouldn't use that word, but it's interesting that, you know, Jason and I don't know if you noticed, but we noticed how skinny Matthew Perry was getting. during that episode. So it's interesting how, you know, they incorporated the cigarettes and like the smoking in this episode. Not saying, you know, that that was part of his problem, because we don't know, but I don't know. It was just, I don't know.
Yeah.
It seemed like maybe they would want to like keep him away from that. I don't know.
Yeah. Keep it like what is real life troubles and not in his fictional life troubles, you know, like the addiction, but
yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. I know it is sad because you do see it kind of just deteriorate, and then you see him come out of it and his body and all that. But yeah, he's really skinny in this episode, unfortunately. But
amount of cigarettes that he was lighting up in the episode was
a lot.
One too many.
I know. I guess it's like if you're in a stressful situation. I've never tried a cigarette. I don't know like what kind of buzz it gives you. But like, I guess in a stressful situation, people will light it up. I don't know. It's just, I can't relate to the smoking.
Yeah, neither can I. I also thought it was funny when Joey said he could break into the car, but he needed underwire.
Yes.
from someone's bra. So that Chandler and him make it a point to like, to see their boobs, but they fail miserably.
Who's got the biggest boobs? Whoever has the biggest boobs has the biggest bra, has the biggest underwire, you know? It's just funny.
Right.
So and Phoebe,
Yep. But they did not see because she took off her bra under her t-shirt.
Yeah. So. Under her ski jacket. Yeah. That's funny. And then the serious part of the episode is obviously when they called Ross, who came over when Phoebe called Ross, but also they argue right in front of them. And then she becomes, you know, we talk about Rachel not, you know, wanting to become like her parents, but then it's like we see her arguing and making it awkward for everybody else, you know, and the serious part of the episode is them arguing and putting Monica thinks so. And Monica's like, I don't know, like awkward. And then, oh, well, Joey thinks that we were on a break. Well, really, Joey, do you think like, and it's such like a real like fight, I would imagine, if you're dating somebody in your circle. And then Phoebe, of course, she's a ethereal, amazing person. Like, kind of just like, stop, you know?
Yeah, she's always the one who wants to see the good in people, never wants people to fight.
Yeah.
So every group of friends needs that person. Yeah.
She brings it like back around and says like, you can't put us in the middle or else we're never ever going to be able to hang out. And it's true, like you can't do that to friends. Like when you vent to a friend, it's hard because it's like when you have a guy and you want to vent to a friend, but then they only get one side of that, they don't get the side of like all the other stuff. So then your friend might think you are like, oh, I take your side, but really there's other sides. And so it's just complicated. So one of the main complications of this relationship is just dating within that circle. And it's good that they explore that too.
Yeah, definitely. But while Ross, it's funny that while Ross is making his way up there, Joey spells out fle.
Yeah, play.
Play.
Yeah.
Which he says, I spelled it backwards so that when the helicopters are flying by, it'll spell help.
That's such an awesome Joey moment too. Cause you think like, what?
And you had to like think, like I personally thought about it, but I knew like instantly I was like, that doesn't make sense. But then I like second guessed myself and was like,
wait. It actually makes sense. Yeah. It makes sense, but it doesn't. And he has more of those kind of one Joey-isms, you know, that throughout the series, it's like, wait a minute. Oh yeah. Some weird way that makes sense, but it doesn't. But yes, it does.
But, yeah. But at least he tried.
Yeah, and Chandler's awkward. The funny moments came from the guys, like Chandler's awkward dance when they're all arguing, like flailing around, and then Joey and his pleh. You know, it's like those were the nice comic relief of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was. You know, I felt like there were storylines. Like, you know, Ira told us there's always three storylines. Mm-hmm. I felt like this one had one main storyline, which was a ski trip, but then smaller other storylines that circled around the ski trip.
Yeah, it wasn't like a full branch off. It was just like a mini one, because they're all together in this ski trip. They're all together like in an ensemble kind of episode.
So. Yeah, and they were never in their apartment in this episode or the coffee shop.
Oh, because
they were in Joey and Chandler's apartment.
Yeah, and
Ross's as well.
Yeah, because they're over. That's true. And then they're outdoors in the gas station. So that's true. Do you have any favorite lines?
My favorite line was when they were in Ross's apartment and Joey goes, Chandler, can you close a window? He says, my nipples could cut glass. And Phoebe says, really? Because mine can get me out of tickets.
That's such a Phoebe thing to say back to.
Yes.
I know. I love these jokes. Mine is in the beginning when they're talking about all the arguing going on between everybody, between Ross and Rachel. Joey goes, it's never taken me more than a week to get over a relationship. Monica goes, it's never taken you more than a shower to get over a relationship. Which is so Joey. Because yep. we haven't seen him in any sort of, like, he dates women, but we haven't seen him in any serious relationships or anybody significant in his life. So I agree with that statement.
I feel like this episode, getting locked out of your car is never a good thing.
Yes.
Always have a backup.
Always happen. Like, I've been locked out of my car before. I have like a beep beep, you know?
Yeah.
Totally. It happens.
Speaking of being locked out, I wasn't there, thank God. But my sister and her family and my mom went up to Big Bear. And basically the keys got lost in the snow.
Oh my God.
My brother-in-law had to shovel all the snow until he found the keys. And they were locked out for a really long time.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Well, good thing they didn't lose any keys in the snow at the rest stop.
Yes. And my mom had texted me like kind of telling me to be on standby or something, but they found the keys, thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my goodness. That's hilarious.
Yep.
So we get the awkwardness with this episode. So we'll see what happens in the next episode. Someone is getting married and Chandler is feeling a little feminine, and we'll explore that on the next episode of Friends with Friends.
Yeah, so if you like this episode, subscribe, download, and give us 5-star ratings and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram.
Until next time.
Bye.